WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. First, the Pirates swept a Saturday doubleheader, then swept the weekend series with a one-sided 14-5 game yesterday. The Brewers never led and watched Pittsburgh score 10 times in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bryce Turang's 14th home run capped a three-run rally in the eighth. Robert Gasser took the loss in the latest game before the break for the 2026 All-Star Game. The Green Bay Packers have signed linebacker Isaiah McDuffie to a contract extension announced by general manager Brian Gutekunst. McDuffie, a six-year player from Boston College, was a sixth-round pick by the Packers in 2021. He has played in 80 regular season games, including 38 starts. He had 92 tackles, one sack, and one interception while playing in all 17 games, including 12 starts last season. When different projections are unkind to the Green Bay Packers, the analysts almost always point to the offensive line. DairylandExpress.com reports one media outlet ranks the unit 27th out of 30 NFL teams. It's fair to question the players involved, but last season may not have been as bad as some onlookers think. More than two dozen quarterbacks were sacked more than Jordan Love. The Chicago Bears offensive line gets a lot of respect despite the fact that Caleb Williams ended up on his back quite often. Veteran guard Gary Trent Jr. is coming back to Milwaukee after signing a four-year deal worth $64 million. Trent averaged almost 10 points a game while playing with the Bucks over the last 2 years. Yahoo Sports reports he was gaining interest from several NBA teams before he was locked down. He will earn just over $15 million in the first year of the deal after playing on two much smaller contracts previously. Kyle Schwarber of the host Philadelphia Phillies will lead off for the National League in Tuesday night's All-Star Game as the replacement for the designated hitter, Shohei Ohtani, who is skipping the showcase to have a knee procedure ahead of the season's second half. New York Yankees first baseman Ben Wrights and outfielder Cody Bellinger and Detroit Tigers outfielder Riley Green gained American League starting spots because of injuries. Wrights, third in the major leagues with 29 home runs, starts at first base because Toronto's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is skipping the game to rest his bad back. Guerrero's initial replacement, the Athletics' Nick Kurtz, sprained a thumb. And Josh Allen was voted the NFL's top quarterback by the Associated Press in a preseason survey. The 2024 AP NFL Most Valuable Player beat out Patrick Mahomes, who earned the top spot each of the three previous seasons. Allen received five first-place votes from a panel of eight AP pro football writers who ranked the top five quarterbacks entering the 2026 season. First-place votes were worth 10 points. Second through fifth place votes were worth 5, 3, 2, and 1 point. WRCO Sports has been sponsored, by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.